7.
Free Talk Live. Bring us anything you want at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have there. You can create the content. So what you see online that you enjoy and you think we will also enjoy, as well as the listeners of the show, you submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It appears on the upcoming stories page where it awaits your votes. And if it gets enough votes, then we'll make it to the front page of the site. So go to freetalklive.com and you can get interactive. So, Johnny Ray, Mark, myself, we all went to the Rich Paul trial. We spent a good portion of the first hour, pretty much all of it, talking about details from that trial. Who were the witnesses? What were they doing? What were they saying? What were they lying about in the case of FBI agent Phil Christiana? Or what were they telling the surprising, shocking truth about Phil Christiana, this FBI agent, supposedly a bomb squad guy, working on a drug case? For the first time ever, teaming up with the state troopers in New Hampshire, so he claims. This Phil Christiana character was an amazing personality. And I wonder how often he gets up in front of a courtroom like that and actually...
Can't be
actually,
very often.
Actually
he seemed
has
cool.
to testify. What's that?
He seemed cool.
Cool, like a cool guy?
Well, like he was...
Like cool under pressure.
Doing
I see.
Fine
yeah.
there.
So
no, I didn't think he was the Fonz.
At one point, he actually claims that the FBI doesn't record interviews. And I was just blown away by this. I mean, you know, you watch all the movies, right? And of course the FBI is recording the interview with the suspect because they might confess. They might say something useful that you might want to go back to and review later. I mean, it only makes sense, right, to record your interviews?
It makes sense.
Well, guess what? And thanks, I'm sorry, I scrolled past the name, but one wonderful listener of ours put this on our Facebook page. From Forbes magazine, and this was published in 2011. What do John Gotti and the FBI have in common? They both have seemed to have been made out of Teflon, only for the FBI and not eventually for Gotti. The protective coating has stuck. President Obama recently surprised many in both parties by extending current FBI Director Robert Mueller's term by 2 years, intoning that in his 10 years at the FBI, Bob Mueller has set the gold standard for leading the Bureau.
It's M-U-E.
Yeah.
It's Miller.
Miller?
Yeah.
Okay. For Obama, at least, the gold standard has apparently retained its sheen despite a fundamental flaw in the FBI's truth-gathering apparatus that Mueller? Sorry.
M-U-E-L-L?
Yeah.
Okay, Miller.
Miller, okay. That Miller...
He may mispronounce his own name just to make people happy, and it certainly looks like Mueller, but it's Miller.
And to be fair, his modern predecessors also retain this flaw, that he supports the long-defended bureau-wide policy of not recording interrogations and interviews, a practice that allows the FBI to manipulate witnesses, manufacture convictions, and destroy justice as we once knew it, if we actually did know it. Instead of electronically recording its interviews and interrogations, the FBI policy is to rely on agents' typewritten Section 302 reports, crafted to reflect the supposed substance of the exchange. At such sessions, one agent takes notes by hand, while the second agent in the traditional two-agent FBI interviewing team conducts the interview/interrogation.
Nuts. I can't believe this. I mean, I really, really, really thought this guy was lying.
Tape recordings are almost never done because such recordation is, believe it or not, against formal written FBI policy. Therefore, the 302 report becomes the sole arbiter of what was and what was not said.
Here it is, people. Now you know for sure. The government surely does just rely on paper. They haven't even moved into the 80s yet.
But according to Philip Christiana, he didn't have a 302 report. He said that he did not take any notes during their interview.
I thought he said that he wasn't sure if he took notes.
No, I think he said that he did not, and the reason was that he didn't want to distract Rich Paul.
Okay.
Where
I think that
was
his
FBI
reason.
Guy?
So there was supposedly another person in that room, and maybe we'll learn more about who that person was, and we'll get to ask them if there were notes taken, or when I say we, I mean the defense, and Rich Paul, of course, is is very involved in his defense. He's, you know, actually called over his defense attorney a few times and conferred with her before she went on asking questions and such.
He's a very bright guy. I hope it doesn't come off that he's not.
The 302 report here is what they're supposed to fill out, but Phil Christiana, the FBI agent in the Rich Paul trial today, he didn't have his file with him on the case, so, you know, he thought maybe...
It's okay.
Yeah, he can't really
don't bother bringing paperwork where a man could spend the rest of his life in prison. It's not like it's important or anything.
He did say he spent the time to watch the videos earlier this morning that they played some of in court. He did make that point that he had taken the time to review his videos, but, well, he just didn't bring the file with him to the courthouse. We really couldn't check and make sure there weren't any notes taken about this. Anyway, back to the story here from Forbes. As we'll see, any interviewee who contests the accuracy of said 302 report risks prosecution. Hence, a potential witness's script is written, and not necessarily by the witness himself, the moment he opens his mouth in the presence of an agent.
Nice. This is the reason that everybody who's involved in defense, legal defense, says never talk to the police.
Yeah.
You never speak to them. You know, unless you have some kind of information that can help them with the crime, or you have called them, and I'm not even sure that I necessarily recommended it. You've got to be careful what you say in those circumstances.
If your attorney's there, then you should get a record of what's going on. If, for whatever reason, you're going to talk to them, you know, make that point. If, for whatever reason, you feel compelled to talk to them, make sure it's on the record.
At the very least, have audio and visual recording of your own.
And not the handwritten record. On its face, and in an era where digital recording has become ubiquitous, there seems to be little justification for a policy of not recording interviews.
Like none.
Paul K. Charlton, now a former U.S. attorney in Arizona, certainly thought so when he broke ranks and ordered the mandatory recording of any statements from an investigative target in cases undertaken by his office. Charlton's policy was resisted, and he was soon fired for instituting it. The FBI's general counsel office produced an internal memorandum. Later,
these sound like people that are institutionally averse to the truth.
That's correct. Later made public by the New York Times, listing four separate justifications for the non-recording policy. Two of these arguments, it turns out, are weak, a third is laughably weak, and a fourth is terrifying in its practical implications for the fair and truthful functioning of the federal system of criminal justice. Considering to begin the two merely weak arguments, and all the quotations are taken directly from this FBI internal memorandum. Quote, first, the presence of recording equipment may interfere with and undermine the successful rapport-building interviewing technique which the FBI practices.
They put it on the other side of the two-way mirror or whatever. I mean, these things get microscopically small. It's not like it's going to be that big of an issue. I mean, every other police department in America uses this stuff. Somehow the FBI knows the secret. Why aren't they sharing the secret with these people?
Continuing, so it may interfere with or undermine the building of rapport. And this is what Christiana alluded to when he was talking about, I didn't want to distract Rich Paul with any recording equipment. Going on, this is more from the FBI statement. Second, FBI agents have successfully testified to custodial defendants' statements for generations with only occasional and rarely successful challenges. So the FBI's word has been unimpugnable over the years.
They are the FBI, after all.
No one has hardly anyone has ever challenged the things that they have said. So why on earth would we need an actual auditory or video record of what happened?
This should be what is presented to the jury at Rich Paul's trial. I mean, look, unless you send a message to the FBI that they have to record these interactions, they're going to continue to use paper and lie.
The FBI's claim that, this is back to Forbes, the FBI's claim that recording equipment undermines the quality of rapport building is highly dubious. Of the 800 law enforcement departments, state and federal, that record interviews, according to a study by Thomas Sullivan in the American Criminal Law Review, none have expressed regret nor tried to return to non-recorded interviews. They found the increased accuracy to be beneficial and convenient, with no evidence of that inevitable phenomenon of rapport loss. 855-450-FREE. That's your federal government.
God.
Keep paying your taxes, though.
Frightening.
Because that's what you're getting for them. 855, 453. There's more. We still have the third and fourth reasons why they don't feel like they should record your interviews if you happen to encounter them. More coming up.
Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, a daily minute program to help you overcome the habits you want to break and establish new ones in their place. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
One of the bad habits we should want to break is being selfish and self-centered. And the best way to do that is to form the habit of being generous. Generosity makes one's soul truly beautiful. God is generous, and all those who wish to be like Him must also learn to be generous. I once heard that when we give, we are more like God than at any other time in our lives. It's so important to keep our minds off of what we can do for ourselves excessively. It's not bad to think about yourself, but you don't want to just have yourself on your mind all the time. And instead of that, we can think about what we can do for other people, and we can do it on purpose.
For more information and insight on how you can make good habits and break bad habits, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled Meyer.org. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher, Joyce Meyer. In this new book, Joyce Meyer starts by examining the nature of habits, overcoming the habits you want to break, and establishing new ones in their place. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's gonna be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Natural disasters, down economy, and inflating gas prices. Wondering how to prepare for what's next? Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the Arlington Convention Center to learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters and financial management, hands-on training. We've got beekeeping, suturing, and learn how to build your own solar panels and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfreliancexpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. Take control here, toll free at 855-453. More coming up about the FBI and how it is they actually don't record interviews. Apparently, if the FBI ever records an interview, it's a really rare occurrence. That's their policy. We'll get back into why they don't do that, while other law enforcement agencies across the country do it as a matter of policy. So why is the FBI so different? We'll continue to explore. It is Ian here with you.
The savvy gringo, Johnny Ray.
And Mark. Oh, I'm just going to got the live here read here for Mortgage Minute Guy. A lot of homes are getting sold right now. The housing market is beginning to revitalize. Now, I'm not predicting. I don't know what the housing market's going to do in the future, but certainly sales are up, and home builders are beginning to build again. And people are needing mortgages. Why would you go any place but one of the best names in the business? Check out MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Roger Schlesinger and his experts over at MortgageMinuteGuy.com can explain all the options to you for home mortgages. Just go to the website or give them a call. The number is 866-288-0088. There's lots of different options in the mortgage world, and you also need to comparison shop. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com. You can trust them. MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
Let's go to the phones before we continue on the FBI and their lack of actually audio or video recording any of their interviews, or the supermajority of them that they do, apparently. We'll get back to that. But first, Washington Weedman is on the amp lines. Hello there.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Last week I called in, and you guys asked me about, I think it was Daryl that asked me about if people were going to get blood tested in Washington State on the side of the road. And I don't have any information if it's going to be on the side of the road or in a hospital or whatnot. But I did read this little snippet here that says the approximate number of blood samples from Washington State motorists that are submitted to the state toxicology lab was 6,000. And I don't have a period of time that was taken, but this is from the Seattle Times. And so there were 6,000 people that had blood samples taken, and the approximate number of samples that came back positive for THC was in the range of 1,000 to 1,100.
And what was the period of time? I missed the period of time for the 6,000.
They don't know.
Yeah, I really don't know. It's kind of just a little bullet points here, and it does not say. So, but I just wanted to let you guys know that they are doing it, and people
are
getting coming back for positive for THC. So, want to hear your guys' thoughts on that?
What do you think the maximum amount of time that could be?
I gave it a little thought, and I was thinking it was probably from the point of when legalization was put into effect. And again, that's just a total assumption. So, it could be from the last year. So, again, I have no idea.
Wait, wasn't legalized put into effect? You mean from just the last few months? You mean like since 2013?
Yeah, like the last 6 months or 4 or 5 months there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still, that's a lot. It seems like a lot to me. It seems like
it
a lot
of like a whole bunch of people
taking people's blood.
Most definitely. So it's probably longer than that.
Thanks for sharing that, man. What else?
Yeah, for sure. I also actually have another story that I read, if that's okay.
Yep.
So Seattle police give ganja back to alleged street dealers. There's people, businesses on the Ave, which is in quotations here in this store here, which is like right by University of Washington. So I guess that's where people go to sell drugs, I imagine, or just from what the it's
because Washington weed anyway. Man doesn't know.
I don't get mine there anyway, let's just say that.
All right.
Some of the businesses were complaining that there was illegal activity or some kind of activity they didn't want. So the police took that as a way to run a drug bust or, whatever they do when they people to undercovers, I guess, undercovers to buy. And anyway, they end up getting, I think it was 36 cases, and most of them, or like I think half of them, were marijuana. Anyway, moral of the story is they ended six of the marijuana dealers that had sold marijuana to an undercover agent, six of them that did not have violent offenses or criminal history that was violent, I guess, they were released with a cease and desist letter. And so they did not get any penalty or anything. And actually, yeah, the Seattle police gave back the marijuana.
So you're saying street dealers?
They gave back the marijuana to people they gave a cease and desist letter to?
Yes.
And these were, just to clarify, these were street dealers or store owners?
Street dealers.
Interesting.
The store owners had complained that there was activity going on around the Ave. I guess it was the Ave, yeah. And then so they ran a bus around there, and they got round up some people, and they ended up letting go the people that didn't have the records and gave them back their weed.
That's an amazing kind of contrast there. You've got on one hand people having their blood taken from them because it's suspected that they have been smoking cannabis on the side of the road, perhaps. We're not sure where these things are taking place. So there, you've got this vampiric, sick, just creepy thing that the police are doing on one hand, and then on the other hand, they're giving back weed to street dealers, and they're just basically not charging them with anything. I mean, that's incredible.
It's kind of crazy.
I guess the government hasn't figured out how to handle this whole legal weed thing.
Appreciate it, Weed Man. Yeah. Thanks for the Washington update. Appreciate the inside scoop. Thanks for the call. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We go to Skype, where Tommy is on the line. Tommy.
Yeah, hello.
Hey there.
Better? Can you hear me clearly?
It's a little better than your phone. It still sounds kind of distorted, but, you know, it's a starting point, Tommy. And
it is from Scotland.
Yeah, and you are all the way over in Scotland. It's usually just your microphone, Mark, not the Skype connection. So what's on your mind tonight, Tommy?
Yeah, well, thanks for taking my call, lads. And I'm in Scotland just now. It's a bit cold, and I don't know. Have you guys ever been to the UK before?
I have not, gentlemen.
I've been. My mum's from the Midlands, the English Midlands.
Wow.
Well, you see, the UK just now is pretty much shot to pieces. You know, it's the country, the people are like brain dead zombies. You know, the people are walking about in Scotland and in England, and it's a frozen, desolate wasteland, you know, for temperature. But the temperature of people, you know, the stone cold, they're just...
Hold that thought, Tommy. I'll tell you what, I want to bring you back here in the next segment. You know, the connection is, I would say, better than your phone, but not that much better. And we're going to see if maybe we can do some technical wizardry during in a moment.
I'd love to hear what you're going to do.
855-450-FREE. You can take control of these airwaves here. Bring up what you want more about the FBI and how they don't record their interviews, apparently, except in very rare circumstances. What are their reasons for that? They will continue to explain themselves in their own paper, in their own words. We'll share them with you in moments. You can take control as well. It's Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared, and not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food during the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food
available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We will take your calls about anything that you like. Also, still to come, the FBI and why they don't record anything when they're doing interviews. Shocking, but apparently true. We'll continue with that here with you tonight, Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And also, don't forget, you can join us on our website. We have so many features, and they're all free, including archives that go all the way back to late 2006. You just click, and they are yours. Many right there at the top of the front page, and then you can also go back for years worth of the archives and also pull them down from SoundCloud if you prefer. You can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. You'll get Free Talk Live episodes from SoundCloud, also episodes of Mark's show, Edgington Post, and some other goodies here and there. So once again, go to freetalklive.com and grab archives for free.
Bitcoins have been on a bit of a roller coaster over the last week. Last I checked, they were in the low 70s, high 60s, and it might be a really great time to get Bitcoins. If you believe that Bitcoins are going, as I do, that Bitcoins are going to continue on an upward trajectory over time, then now's a pretty good time to get them. They're about as low as they've been in a month or so. Johnny Ray, any idea about a month? Anyone? Yeah, about that. And BitInstant.com is the fastest and easiest way to get those Bitcoins. All you have to do with Bitcoin or with BitInstant is go to their website, choose from, I think it's like a million locations around the world and countries around the world. There's a location near you. You can go deposit money and likely have your Bitcoins in your wallet, in your Bitcoin wallet or wherever it is that you told them that you wanted them sent within the hour. So it's BitInstant.com. And go there and get some Bitcoins.
Let's go back to Tommy in Glasgow. That's what I get for being so excited to take Tommy's call, because he's been calling for years on the phone. and this is the first time we've actually had him on Skype. Because of the heavy accent that he has, it can be hard over the phone to understand what the words are that he's speaking. And so I figured if we can get Tommy on Skype, then he'll sound so much better. And so I saw his call coming in. I knew he was going to be calling because he had sent the friend request or the contact request. And I just took it without screening it. And that's my fault. I should have screened it like a professional because if I'd screened it, we could have ironed out the audio problems before we put him on. But now you're sounding better, Tommy.
You can hear me okay then?
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Oh, goodness, that's a lot better. Yeah.
Yes, sir. And the solution, by the way, there's a few different options, right? So turn off any mic boost that you have. These are general solutions for people with audio problems on Skype. Turn off any mic boost feature. Those things usually just make you sound worse. Check your levels in Skype. And then, and in Tommy's case, he just backed off his microphone. You know, move the mic a little bit. Move it away from you. And go ahead.
I was too keen to get on. I was putting the mic too close. What I tried to do over here in the UK, and I was mentioning the people here are a bit cold and non-receptive. You know, we're in the sense of, you know, internet radio and free speech radio. You know, I've been trying to emulate yous good guys, what yous have been doing. You know, because over here, it's limited to the radio that you can listen to.
You guys don't really have talk radio over there, right? You've got, like, BBC kind of, I guess, spoken word, but you don't really have talk radio like we have here with, a host or two and callers, right?
They have small, very small. There used to be a radio station that did it. But now they don't even do it. It's very localized, but with nothing to the degree that what you have over your way. And certainly the way it's structured. So what we have to do, like myself in the last 2-3 years, listening to people like yourself, I've decided to do my own broadcasting. So by the internet and using certain software. Anybody, I mean, I'm sitting just now in a taxi in Glasgow.
Really?
Right? I'm phoning using a Wi-Fi, but I'm sitting in a car. I can give you the sound effect.
You're kidding me.
There's the car. So I've just started my car. So I'm sitting in desolate Glasgow. I'm phoning from desolate Glasgow on the eve of Maggie Thatcher's funeral. And I'm so desperate to leave this country. I've been desperate to leave for years. And I'm even close to, I looked at yourself, I'm even close to coming out to yourselves. The only problem I've got, you're in the US of A,
yeah,
you could be in any other country in the world.
There's that darn immigration. It really gets in the way. And I have to say, I'm constantly blown away by Skype. So this is an app on your cell phone that you're using to call us. And I thought you were sitting in, you were talking about how you'd started your own show. I thought you were sitting in a studio. You sound so good. I mean, was it just me?
Absolutely. It sounds great. I cannot believe it's sitting at 1:38 a.m. in Glasgow making a call on his cell phone.
On Skype. And it sounds like you're sitting in a studio somewhere. It's incredible. Sorry, go ahead with what you were calling about.
No, I mean, well, I've got a netbook, right? And I've got this going through a little Zoom mic. I've got my headphones on. But what I just did earlier on when I spoke to you earlier on, I was doing my own radio show. So I was doing a kind of simple cast. So I'm doing my own radio show from my own taxi, right?
You're driving the taxi.
Well, obviously, I pull in. So, sometimes I go around with a headset on and I drive the taxi.
That's awesome.
And I do my shows. but most of the times, I pull over. And what I've been doing recently, I've been phoning people and doing kind of prank calls. And I've been specialising in the field of soccer. And just recently, what I managed to do, right, and this is what's caused me some problems myself personally, I'm kind of on the run. I've had death threats, right? My life is in jeopardy because, honestly, because what I did, I spoke to you about a year ago about soccer and what, I support Glasgow Celtic. Now, there's another team here called Glasgow Rangers. Now,
are the soccer hooligans out to get you?
Well, not hooligans, but there's a team called Glasgow Rangers. Now, what I did, I phoned up a soccer player called Francisco Sandaza, and I kidded on to him that I was an agent and I was going to get him a club in the MLS soccer. And anyway, he told me how much money he was earning and told me all private information. And what happened? He got sacked from this club. Now, this club, in the long run, it'll be good for him. But what I'm trying to do is get him a job or get him a club in the USA. So I've been phoning about clubs in the USA to get him a soccer club to play. Meanwhile, I'm now having to not be a taxi driver anymore and have to stay away from my house. Because
as soon as you start writing San Francisco Sandaza in Google, the first thing that comes up, you know, Google kind of predicts what you're wanting to search for. The first option after Francisco Sandaza is Francisco Sandaza prank. And so you outed this guy, something about his salary, right? And who's out to get you exactly?
So what happened, right? Within 2 minutes of this call, I said I was an agent. Now, I've got a number in Los Angeles. Through the wonder of Skype, you can have a number in Los Angeles. Yep. You can have a number in... So I phoned this guy up, and I said, I'm an agent. And within 2 minutes, he told me how much money he's earning. And then at the end of the call, he said, send me all the documents before you send them to my club. And then I'll get back to you. Mm-hmm. And so what happened? The club that he signed for is they sacked him. And so this was
because he wasn't supposed to talk about how much money he was earning.
Exactly. And now the club has actually been in a lot of trouble recently.
So this dude, let me make sure I'm following you. I'm so glad we have you on Skype so I can actually understand well what you're saying. So this guy is this, you know, soccer star. You get him fooled into thinking you're an L.A. agent for some other team and you want to hire him away. And he's like, well, I make blah, blah, blah. And then you put it out there and his company, your club or whatever, gets angry at him. And now, wait, who's trying to kill you?
This is a live call. This is a live call to the air. This is Rangers fans from his ex-club have given me death threats.
Wow, man.
Because
keep us in the loop. It's a crazy story, and I appreciate you hearing from me tonight,
Tom. Let us know.
It's crazy. It's awesome, though, that he's doing his show from his cab. I've got a thing that he's doing. 855 453. I thought he was riding in the back of the cab. We're coming up.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that you would like, and you can join us on Skype, like Tommy did from Glasgow. Tommy the taxi driver, actually, you can Google him, and that's what he goes by. And the story he was telling is absolutely true. He did reveal that this soccer player, Francisco Sandaza, he revealed his... Francisco revealed to Tommy during a phone conversation... Where Tommy was masquerading as an agent interested in hiring him away, revealed what he currently makes in violation of his contract, and BBC reports as of April 4th that Francisco Sandaza was canned. Continue here, 855-453, and also, again, Skype us at lrn.fm.
It's probably not, right to go portraying oneself as an agent if one is an agent, but what makes one a sports agent? I mean, do you have to get certified to be a sports agent? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Tommy claimed that this Francisco fella told him that information within 2 minutes on the phone. I mean, I'm not sure who to scold here.
Well, I mean, a prank is a prank, right? And that's basically what he was trying to do.
I am no fan of pranks.
I think that pranks, if they don't actually hurt somebody, aren't particularly bad. I think they can be very entertaining if everybody is, if it's wholesome and people feel good afterwards. And
Obviously you mean physically hurt because somebody did lose their job over this.
That is true, but it wasn't because of the pranker.
So how did the word get out? I mean,
his contract is what he did.
How did they find out?
This came out. I mean, he was doing this as his little radio show that he does from his taxi cab, and he must have put it out there. I mean, we didn't get that detail from him, but he must have just put it out there, and the
on
fans.
YouTube,
have,
right?
I think so. I haven't played the audio from it.
How many views?
I don't know. I haven't pulled it up. But the fans of this other guy obviously heard, and they were not happy, and his company or his club, in this case, as they call it, also heard about it, and they weren't happy. Word gets around. This is the internet, man. It's crazy.
Not pretty. If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, and shooting gear, maybe this Francisco fellow wants to take it out to the woods now.
Fantastic segue.
They should get their equipment from ManVentureOutpost.com because they have the name brands that everybody wants, and they have them at rock bottom prices. I haven't been able to find prices lower anywhere on all kinds of outdoor equipment: ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, tents, boating equipment, fish finders, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, everything that you might need for the outdoor enthusiast in your life, be it you or someone you love. It's a family-owned business. You can trust them. They've been advertising on Free Talk Live for a very long time. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. Rock bottom prices. Go check for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
And don't forget, you can also support Free Talk Live by becoming an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. And for $5 a month, you can help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations so we can bring the ideas of freedom to more ears and also online as well. Again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. So, I'm curious to know more about the Tommy situation as it develops. I hope he does not end up facing death at the hands of some soccer hooligans, some fans who are so upset that their favorite soccer player, Francisco Sandaza, lost his job because Sandaza violated his contract by revealing his amount that he was paid to what he thought was an agent that was interested in hiring him away.
I wanted to address something that he brought up when we first brought him on, and he didn't sound so good, and you sent him away for the break. He said that England, the UK, was a land of zombies, who, you know, sort of giving a sheeple-type description of everybody over there and how it was just like a cold hell for him where he had no sympathetic minds, people who cared about freedom. And I feel like the U.S. has got, despite what it is, and despite the fact that we lock up a higher percentage of our population than anybody...
The governments.
Exactly. Exactly. The American government locks up a higher percentage of its people than anybody else in the world. Don't we still have something that made it possible, for example, the Free State Project to happen here? Is it better in the U.S. in some ways, Mark?
I've got to say that I think that it's probably... You know, there may be a little bit more of a cultural conversation towards freedom here, but we have lots of callers that call in from the UK.
You mean here in New Hampshire or here in the rest of the United States, which is a humongous place?
I'm only talking about tenths of a percent more, really.
You mean across the whole United
States? Across the whole United States, yeah.
I would say it would depend on where you are. You probably have more talk about freedom in New Hampshire than you do in California, for instance, which are like on
lots
the opposite
lots
spectrum.
Lots of disgruntled people calling from California, too. There's lots of disgruntled people calling in from the UK.
Good question, though, Johnny Ray. Let's go back to Ken, or to the phones, and to Ken in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ken.
Hey. I just had a thought, given that today was the first day of the Rich Paul trial and everything. I was thinking about that Christiana fellow, and my understanding...
The FBI agent who testified against our friend Rich Paul today in a cannabis dealing trial. Go ahead.
Yes. My understanding is that guy is an FBI bomb technician of sorts. And apparently the FBI has found that it is a better use of his time to allocate his time investigating cannabis dealers rather than investigating things that might, you know, be able to prevent things like maybe the Boston Marathon bombing, what have you.
It does seem like a pretty, pretty glaring misallocation of agents, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, what's he doing investigating, you know, political activists anyways when... You're having these horrific events happening down there, and, you know, maybe his resources would be better put to use investigating those types of things. You know, maybe. I mean, given that it's the same area, maybe he could prevent it, the whole Boston Marathon bombing, assuming he's actually, you know, good at his job.
You make a good point, Ken. In the case of this guy, Phil Christiana, the FBI agent, he testified that he's only part of the bomb thing to some extent. He does a lot of other things, even though every other time you've ever seen him in the media, he's referred to as a bomb expert or whatever.
Yeah, right. His profile, it says that, he's big at the Fever power plant and the airport down at Logan, I believe, trying to keep everything safe. But where was he yesterday, you know?
Trying to keep the people of New Hampshire safe from a low-level marijuana dealer.
He certainly could have been there today. I mean, even if he wasn't there to prevent the bombing, I think that's pretty ridiculous. But, you know, I don't think you really believe that either. But I don't think anybody believes that having an extra five FBI agents at the marathon would have somehow prevented the bombing. But how many
other agents are out there, you know, allocated to other things?
To other ridiculous things. Instead of sitting in a courtroom, he could have been investigating.
Right, the trail's hot right now.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ken, thanks for sharing that. Anything else you want to get out there tonight?
No, that's just about it.
All right, appreciate hearing from you. Of course, he brings us back around to the Rich Paul trial, which went on today for the first day here in Keene, New Hampshire, facing 81 years in prison for the horrible crime of selling a plant to other human beings. We're going to certainly continue bringing you more about the Rich Paul trial as it develops throughout the week. It's going to continue tomorrow. But one of the shocking revelations was about how the FBI doesn't record things. Now, maybe you'd already heard about that, because apparently it's an old policy that's been around forever, and they haven't changed it, despite the fact that recording things has turned out to be a good thing for most police departments. You get people admitting things that maybe you didn't take notes on.
What are these people scared of when it comes to the truth?
Well, the FBI has certain reasons why they don't want to record your conversations with them, and they make those arguments in their own FBI internal memorandum cited by Forbes magazine. They claim that... the recording equipment may interfere with the successful rapport-building interviewing technique, which the FBI practices, and second, that FBI agents have successfully testified to defendant's statements for generations with only occasional and rarely successful challenges. We looked at the first one of those two, and there's two others, but on the second point there, the FBI's claim that there have only been occasional challenges to the statements in court is also irrelevant. It speaks to the in-court success of the government's use of non-recorded statements and not to the actual fairness or accuracy of the truth-gathering apparatus. The success of dubious, arguably unethical, or error-inducing behavior should not be a justification for its continuance. The FBI then offers its laughably weak argument, which is as follows, quote, "There are 56 field offices and over 400 resident agencies in the FBI. A requirement to record all custodial interviews throughout the agency would not only involve massive logistic and transcription support, but would also create unnecessary obstacles to the admissibility of lawfully obtained statements, which through inadvertence or circumstances beyond control of the interviewing agents could not be recorded." We'll dig into that here in a little bit. This Forbes piece is excellent on why the FBI, what are their own reasons for not recording interrogations and interviews with suspects. 855-453. It's unbelievable this is happening in 2013. But then again, this is the agency that spent a decade trying to figure out how to get email. And I don't know if it's working yet. We're coming up. Hour 3 is next. Free Talk Live.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months.
simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.